Stop right there, human male. Did you really think it was going to be that easy? Sneaking into the Elf Queen's bedchamber by night, with that hard sword clutched in your hand. How did you get so far into our domain, human? A bare-chested, sweaty human, in the hall outside the Queen's room in the palace, in the heart of the most ancient city of the elves. You can see the elven stars burn in the sky through that narrow window. You can hear the music of conch shell horns and night drums of our festival, where elf girls dance naked beneath the willows and elven men vie for their attention. I suppose your human chieftains thought our holiest festival the best time to send their assassins. And here you are. I don't know how you got here, barbarian, but you'll go no further. No one molests the Queen of Elves in her sleep, unless he can first best me in battle. And I don't think that's likely. Do you? Here. I'll step from the shadows into the torchlight to give you a better look. You'll be bleeding in this hall in a few minutes, bold mortal. And I'm the last woman you'll ever see. Take a good look. I am Nikaya. I wield a slender blade in either hand. Their steel shimmers in the torchlight. The steel of my eyes shimmers too, hot as a night on fire. My battle tattoos wind about my arms like flame. Yes, you're quite taller than me, human male. I'm an elf girl. Oh, you can tell by my ears. They're curved and pointed, like my blades. And I don't walk like your human girls do I? My shoulders back, my elven breast lifted, my breathing deep and full. You like the sight of me, don't you? In my tight leather armor, I'm graceful. Confident, supple, and strong as an ancient tree. Stand aside and you'll be merciful to me. Arrogant male. The Elven Queen and I have known each other since we were little girls. I'm not about to let you have her. If you think that your height and those absurdly thick human muscles. If you think your biceps give you any advantage over me, you should know that I've been dancing the blades centuries before you were even born. Guard yourself, human. You dance well, and you're so fast and strong. Oh, this will be a challenge. I haven't had a real challenge in so long. The human kingdom should send rugged masculine assassins after our queen more often. It's only a matter of time, human. You should give up. You have one sword, and I have two. Oh, how your eyes burn as you watch me dance. As you watch me move. You've never seen a body like this before, have you? Oh, voluptuous elven body, graceful as the morning and sleek as the night. Oh, you would like to touch me, wouldn't you, warrior? I see it in your eyes. How you blaze with desire for me. Does it light a fire in your loins, dancing the blades with me? You won't conquer me, immortal. I can't be conquered. For all I know, you may be the best swordsman in the human kingdoms, but I am the finest swordswoman of the elves. You will not best me, human barbarian. That thrust slipped past my guard and cut the leather straps at my shoulder, barely grazing my skin. You should have cut off half my head, but instead, you've chosen to cut off half my top. See? The leather has slipped down, and the swell of my left breast is soft and naked. Nothing but the few battle sigils inked into my skin. The night air through that window feels good on my breast. I should thank you, warrior. What am I exciting you? Or did you want to see my breast bounce as we battle? I'm such a primal human beast. Don't think I'll waste my time cutting off your clothes. Not that you have many. If I get through your guard, I'm going straight for your heart. It'll look pretty in a jar on my shelf, won't it? You really are surprisingly good at this. Who trained you? Where did you learn to fight this way? Some of the moves. I haven't seen them before. That one was like a wolf flickering in the shadows. And the parry was like a rhino lifting its horn. It's really quite wonderful. I want to know who taught you. You cut away my top from my other shoulder. Well, here you go. Here are my breasts. Naked and sweet and swollen and ready to be touched. Maybe I'll touch them and give myself the pleasure after I've cut out your heart. You are good at this. Exciting, really. When I confess, a little of my warm elven honey is trickling down my thighs, under my tight battle skirt. I haven't had a duel this exhilarating in 200 years. I'm so glad they sent you. But before you die, you must tell me who taught you. That's it. Watch my breasts dance as I move. Watch my tits, not my blades. Be distracted, mortal invader. All right. I don't seem to be able to get past your guard at all. How is that possible? I'm actually pressed. There's pressing your advantage. But forcing me back towards the window, that won't do. A cut right across your hip. It's just a scratch for now, but it burns a little, doesn't it? Give me something, human barbarian. I'm used to having an opponent in pieces by now. At least be good-natured about it and wince or whimper a little. It's like fighting a giant or a rock face. It's a good thing I'm good at this. Okay. The windowsill. My hips are on the windowsill. The night air at my back. Well, that's certainly not good. Really, really not good. Oh, the music outside does sound lovely. My people are dancing beneath the willows. Not as sweaty and hot as I'm dancing, but... You sent one of my blades flying out the window. Oh, the arc it makes in the starlight, flashing through the air. That is pretty. I can't move you. Oh, you like what I'm doing with my breasts as I pant. The way they heave. The sweat trickling down between them. You really aren't going to win, you know. I must defend the queen. You human savage! You cut open my battle skirt and bared my naked elven pussy. You beast! Die, human! All right, human warrior. All right. You have my blade pinned to the sill, your hand at my throat. Oh, you could take away my breath with a squeeze of your fingers. Or you could push me over the windowsill. I shudder to admit it, but you've bested me. At least momentarily. I don't quite know how you did it. I'll let go of my blade. There. Don't hurt me, human. You and I, let's talk. You have time to talk, don't you? I won't cry out. No one would hear me. All the other elves are at the holy dance. And the queen is sleeping just through that door. And you have all night to do whatever heinous things you came here to do to her. So delay a moment, warrior. And let's talk about your intentions. What are you going to do with Nikaya of the Elves? With Nikaya of the Blades? You have me completely naked, tattooed and hot and helpless. My battle skirt in a pool about my feet, my breasts heaving. My soft elven lips parted, strands of my hair sweaty across my face, my thighs. Look. Just look. My thighs are such soft. Are you really gonna tip me out this window? To watch my beautiful elfin body fall to the street far below? Is that really what you're going to do with your vanquished elf girl? Slay her? Mm. That's a better idea. But you call that a kiss, human? This is a kiss. You're parting my thighs. Forcing your hips between my legs. Are you going to ravage me right on this windowsill? Where I dare not squirm or struggle for fear of falling? Is that what you came here for, human? To fuck an elf girl? While my tits heave and my pussy tightens and my eyes shine in starlight? Let the queen sleep and dream her dreams of empire, human boy. My cunt will clench your cock as tight as hers. I'll show you. Your hands. That's it, mortal. You like having your hands on my elven tits? My nipples swell and harden more than a human girl's. Pinch them, warrior. I was going to cut out your heart. But press your advantage, you masculine beast. Pinch my nipples. Squeeze my tits. You must have fantasized about this often in your primitive human war camp, while you tossed and writhed in your bedding. So many nights, you must have imagined pinning a captured elf girl underneath you, covering her mouth, making her squeal into your hand as you forced pleasure upon her. Show me what you fantasized about, you rugged brute. What does a human barbarian dream of doing to an elf girl's heart? Full tits. You bit me. You dreamed of biting my tits? All right, human. And bite me. Bite my tits. Be savage to me, like a wolf to his mate. Mark my sensitive elven flesh. You've bested me. You've bested me. Claim your spoils, warrior. Your fingers inside me. Oh, you brute. I'm so small and tight. I'm squirming against your hand, so slick and hot. Flooding your hand with my nectar. What you're doing to me, you beast. Kiss me, you animal. Kiss me and fuck me with those fingers. You're going to fuck me with that hard human cock. with this cock. Oh, my fingers curl around it. Oh, so big. Now you throb in my hand. Oh, so warm. You really want to ravish me. Do it then. Do it. I will defend the queen. Take me instead. Ravage me, human. Fuck me. Oh, yeah. Here. Right here. This is my tight heat. Right here. This small, wet opening. You can take it. Take me, mortal. Push your cock inside me. Let go of your cock. Wrap my arms around you. My fingers clutching at your shoulders. Hold my hips while you thrust into me, human. Do not drop me into the street below. Don't. Fuck. I can feel that brutal human cock rubbing against my tight elven pussy. Oh, human. Hold me tight and don't drop me. I promise I'll squirm so well for you. Wet and wriggling in your arms. Kiss my tits and fuck me. Oh, fuck your elf captive by starlight.
Oh!
look so beautiful inside me. Oh, a fucking warrior like its owner. It's so fucking hot. Warrior, feel my cock. Grip your cock. Yes. Oh, beautiful male. Hear the music of my people. Oh, those dancing elves. Hear it. Hear it. All of them at the sacred festival. None of them know that they're queen. This swordswoman. Their sweet, strong Nikaya is being fucked. Oh, your fingers bruise my breasts. Pound me. Pound me. Pound me. Yes. 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 Am I everything that you dreamed? When you writhed and moaned and fucked your fist on your bedding in your barbaric war camp? Am I as tight, as small, as slick as you dreamed? Goddess, I am soaked in sweat. I'm gonna yield. I'm going to yield and yield and yield. The warrior, have mercy. Don't finish in me. Finish on my tits. Finish on my soft thighs. On my cheeks and chin. Cover me with your seed. Be a barbarian to me and leave me dripping with it. Just not inside me. Have mercy. What do you mean, no mercy? What do you mean, no mercy? Wait, 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 wait. Warrior, warrior, no. Not in me. Not inside me, you brute. Wait. Human. Animal. How could you? Oh, I've been completely ravaged by a human warrior. Hold me. Please. Hold me. Such strong human arms. Oh, I can't believe what just happened to me. Oh, human. Your cock in me is wonderful. Beautiful male. I let you in. You know that, right? I haven't been fucked hard in so long. I've never been fucked like this. With my warm elven ass on the windowsill. Don't drop me, warrior. Hold me. I have a proposition. Why don't you take me captive for a few nights? Let the queen sleep in her bedchamber. You can have me. I did squirm well, didn't I? Why are you laughing? You knew? You knew all along I was the Queen of the Elves? Do you mean to tell me, the whole time, you knew you were ravishing the Queen? That you were making the Queen squirm on your cock? You beast! You may have tossed my blades aside, but you forgot to watch yours. Now it's at your throat, mortal. An elven queen is not like some human princess. I am a hot, naked, tattooed battle elf with a blade at your throat. What? I look fetching with my face flushed in anger and my breasts heaving. I could slit your throat, mortal. You came in the Queen of Elves. You have no idea the diplomatic incident this is going to cause. Yes, I'm sure assassinating me in my sleep would have been worse, but still. I guess if I do bear a child, I can't exactly execute the child's father. Especially when he has such a cock. The way it throbs in me. Stop that. Seriously. No, we have negotiations to do. You can't just fuck me again. You arrogant mortal. Yes, it's true. My tight elven cunt craves this cock. I came back to the palace alone, while my people danced and drummed and fucked to the holy music under the willows, because I was so bored. You've no idea how boring it is to be queen. It's all war councils and disputes over the price of passion fruit, demanding tribute from sweaty, rebellious humans, and arguments over when... Well, the land, and ceremonies by moonlight and by sunrise, and taxes, so many taxes. And one of my spies told me an assassin might come tonight. And he did come tonight, didn't he? I made him come. So once the festival started, I snuck back, looking for a little excitement, a little adventure. And you certainly delivered the adventure. Aren't you glad you didn't drop me out the window? You know, my people will be dancing all night under the willows. No one's going to find you or think of executing you for at least another 7 hours. So, right over there, through that door, there's a big bed with satin sheets and a canopy of silk supported on posts of ivory and oak. And I should dance tonight. Every elven woman should dance tonight. Even the queen. I danced the blades. But I need to dance naked for a male. It pleases the goddess. So why don't I take you back to my bed, tie you spread to those posts, and dance like you've never seen a woman dance, and fuck you until the sun rises, or until your hard human cock can't take it anymore. Whichever comes first. A few of these sigils and spells tattooed red on my body aren't for battle. They're for fucking. And once you're exhausted and bound and shaking on my bed, I can interrogate you with kisses. And find out what human chieftain wanted me assassinated tonight. Because that really isn't nice, I don't like being assassinated. Come on. Take me to bed. Or we can keep trying to kill each other. Either way. That's my good warrior. I'm so sore. You really fucked me hard. I don't even know if I can walk after that. After that massive cock. You humans fuck like gods. It's definitely unfair. No one should be able to just destroy an elf queen like this. What's this? Your cum is leaking out of my pussy. Warm and sticky on down my leg. I'm Nikaya, Queen of the Elves. And I am dripping human cum down my leg. Okay. 7 hours until dawn. Don't try anything, warrior. I still have this big sword. See? Sword. Whoosh. So take me to the bedroom. You're going to tell me everything about who sent you here, and you're going to fuck me again with that frighteningly thick human cock until I can't even think or breathe or speak. To bed. Or, wait, kiss me first. Let me press my lithe elfin body to you. My tits against your chest. My pussy pressed to your thigh. This pussy you ravaged. Kiss me. Kiss me, human. I'm disheartened again. Never mind who has captured who. Just take me to bed and fuck me. Take me to bed, warrior. And fuck me.